When the Holy Ghost takes over, what happens? Matthew's Gospel 28, verse 18. Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, all power is given to me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Can we verse 20 together? I've commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. So we said, this is Jesus' teaching before he died. Eh? Eh? Answer me, come on. After he rose from the dead. Alright. I'm just testing it if you are in church. So we said, this is Jesus' meeting with his disciples when he rose from the dead. And we said, if you read the four gospels or the four accounts of the gospel, properly put, so he said, as with every of the account of the four gospels of the gospel of Christ, Matthew, Mark, Luke, which are the synoptic, John was quite different because it wasn't seen from their angle. Properly put, we have explained that in about 10 hours in the book of John, when we're explaining the book of John. Quite they all have their uniqueness based on their audience. For example, Matthew wrote to the Jewish audience, while Mark was re-echoing Peter and was writing to who? We already dealt with all of that. Romans. The Roman that believed. While Luke was writing to Theophilus, his disciple, while John writing to everybody. Alright. So again, I forgot in Romans where we talked where we now pick out the things why you would say so and Matthew would not say it. Okay, fine. So again, but the way they wrote the four accounts of the gospel is in such a manner that it is summative. So, like I said last week, I've always said it, that if they wrote everything Jesus taught, your Bible will not be your Bible. Your Bible will be like times 2,000 of this. Because if they were to write everything Jesus said verbatim, you have to be bringing Ghana Must Go to church. You know Ghana Must Go? Sorry if you are not in Nigeria and then you're probably listening to this. It's a bag. It's a very big bag you take to travel in Africa. But big as big as this. Alright. So, you'll be bringing that to church. That makes sense? But they had to write it in a summative manner. And so, the teachings Jesus had 40 days after the resurrection, according to Acts 1:1-3, 40 days he taught them the things concerning, himself, the kingdom of God. He taught them the things concerning the kingdom of God for 40 days. Then Matthew write it as, what he said is, all authority, all power is given to me in heaven and earth. That's his own summary. Will he be right? Yes. Because by the time you look at the heaven and the earth, you find the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is not just the kingdom of heaven. It is the kingdom of heaven on the earth. That's the kingdom of God. It's the kingdom of heaven on the earth. Jesus did not teach heaven and hell. Jesus taught heaven and earth. It's funny how many people just think the message of the gospel today is heaven versus hell, fire. That's a eschatology, because hell will mean that something is wrong. So, I bring the message to you. Repent or born. That's what you used to call it, son or born. Well, you don't have the right to laugh if you have never preached with a megaphone. You have never preached with a megaphone. When someone is using a megaphone, no matter what you know, you keep quiet. Because with all the truth you know, why are you not preaching? Not only I don't do megaphone, I go one-on-one, do megaphone too. Hallelujah. I don't know what kind of Christians we have these days. And coming up, this is my generation. Or probably your coming one is my own generation. So I don't understand what, because where I grew up, I'm still growing, where I grew up as a Christian, you have to do these things. I mean, I preach in the bus, I preach on Okada, I preach in Keke, I preach in the market. I did a crusade, where he did a plank, stood on the street, put lights. I don't know, Christians now, no, glory. Oh, then we engage. Come and preach. Hallelujah. Anyhow people will hear, when you get to a community that's the only thing they believe. Until you put those lights that hang on wire. That's what they believe, that's what they believe that you are sent by God. Then you do it. Hallelujah. This morning that people have traded Facebook. Putting preach.
You're a dummy. Facebook.
That's where you even, you watch things. That's where you get your edification. So, if Zuckerberg decides to close down Facebook, you are done. No. The kingdom of God is in the earth, and we saw how Jesus did it.
Alright, when you say the kingdom of heaven, so, we said heaven and earth is not the message of Jesus. It's the heaven on earth, or heaven and the earth. In Matthew 3, to Jesus, John said about Christ, he said, "Beholding, the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Matthew 3, verse 2. Talking about Christ, then he says, "The kingdom of heaven is at hand." And he wasn't talking about rapture. Because when people hear the kingdom of heaven, what comes to the mind? Oh, he's coming. He's coming back again. My God is coming back again. What's this? No. Only to believe on the last day. On the last day. Only. I used to think it was only to believe. Only true believers.
Hallelujah.
So, only true believers. Fine. When we get the kingdom of heaven, we must stop thinking about a space beyond the clouds and a mystical city, as it were. We must start thinking about the kingdom of heaven on the earth. That is what the Bible teaches. That is what the Bible teaches. In Matthew 16, Jesus told Peter, again, I'm just trying to summarize the teaching we have been teaching for the past 4 weeks. Jesus told Peter in Matthew 16, let's go there. So we're looking at when the Holy Ghost takes over. And this teaching will be released tomorrow, officially, tomorrow before 6 p.m. So that we can listen, and for those who are coming from other states, who are not part of this, pre believers meeting teaching, they will be able to listen and prepare also. I'm liberal now. Alright, so Matthew 16, verse 13. Jesus came to the coast of Caesarea Philippi and asked disciples, "Who do men say the Son of Man?" Some say you are John the Baptist. I believe these ones are the dumbest, because they saw John and they saw Jesus. And they saw John baptize Jesus. And they are still saying, some say you are John the Baptist. What else do you want? So they are seeing John and seeing Jesus. This one is the shadow of this one. This one is the shadow. People just like revelation. They some say you are John. Others say you are what? Jeremiah. Another says, one of the other, is that not Elias there? That's Elias. There's Elijah. You went from Jeremiah to the other prophets. Some say you are Elijah, some say you are Jeremiah, some say you are just some other prophet. Then he says, "Who do you say that I am?" You know, just like today too, if you ask people, who is Christ? Someone says, he's my. There's nothing like his love. Whatever he is to you, he must be to us. Because I've heard people say, Christianity is personal. No, it's not. Your spiritual growth could be, but Christianity is collective. You will say, "Our Father, who art in heaven." When you pray, you say, "Our Father." Not "my Father." My Father. Is our Father. Christianity is collective. So, when we say, "Who is Christ?" Don't say, "Is the Oyigigigi of the Oyigigiga. Is the Awoma Shengbe of the Afunima Wobe." And he said, "Now I'm going to say, he's our Father of the Lord Jesus Christ." Tell me who he is for you. Who is for you, you. And because we feel that everybody can have their own revelation. And so someone said, I believe what Pastor is teaching. I know what you're teaching is fine. But can someone else have his own revelation? No. This one is not my own revelation. The moment I stop teaching what the Bible teaches that can be collective, then I'm a false preacher. Truth can only be one. The moment the truth has versions, it has become a lie. And so, who do men say I am? Some say Elijah. Don't say when you have different kind of views today. Who do men say I am? Don't say you are John the Baptist. If you look at it from one angle, it's true. Someone confronted me one time. He said, What you are saying? Say, what if I write 6 on the floor? If someone stands here, it's 6-6. If someone stands here, it's 6-9. He said, that's how Joshua is. Like, what did you write? He said 6. You didn't write 9. The truth is you wrote 6. Hallelujah. Whatever that person sees, he has to change sides. You see the truth? Hallelujah. There's nothing like personal revelation. God told me to preach marriage. And to live salvation. And to live healing. And to live faith. And to live... Oh, a pastor cannot be a specialist. So, who do men say that I am? But you see, that's not as important as who do you say that I am? You, what about you? Then Peter rose up from the 12 and said, you are Christ, or you are the Christ, the Son of the God who is alive. You are Christ, the Son of the living God. Then Jesus said to Peter, thou art Simon, but he said, first Samuel has not revealed this to you. But my Father who is in heaven, you are Simon by Jonah. Upon this rock, I will build my church. See what just happened? Upon the revelation of Christ by Peter. So Peter told Jesus about Jesus. And Jesus told Peter about Peter. You are Christ. Then he says, you are Peter. In the revelation of Christ, we find out ourselves. And I'm going to get there very soon. So as we see him clearly, we see ourselves clearly. As we know him more, we know ourselves more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The believer cannot find his identity outside God's word. You can't find your identity outside what God has said. You know, if I found people go to psychologists and psychiatrists. No, I have no issue with psychiatrists. I have no issue with psychologists. I work with them every day. But, you see, you cannot define yourself based on phlegmatic, Capron, Cancer, Leo, Arios, Lupus, Cholera, Choleric, Capricorn, You can't define yourself on those terms. You define yourself with what God has said. Upon this rock, that's what we're going to do, let's move on. Upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gate of hell shall not prevail against it. But before he said, after he said that, he said something, verse 19. Let's read verse 19 together. That's not everyone. Where to go? And I'll give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, that whatsoever you bind on earth shall be what? So the kingdom of heaven has encapsulated heaven and earth. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And what will you do? Whatsoever you lose on earth shall be losing in heaven. Whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And exactly that is the kingdom of heaven. So what we call the kingdom of heaven is not somewhere in outer space. It is God's intervention in man's affairs. God's intervention in man's affairs is the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of God. And that's why John would see Christ and say, hey, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Jesus was not somewhere else. He was right there in Galilee, right there in Jerusalem with him and said, this is the kingdom of heaven. And so, we need to define our theology. We need to get our theology right. The kingdom of heaven is God's intervention now. God's intervention now. And so, Christ taught them the kingdom of heaven. The word kingdom is the word basileia. B-A-S-I-L-E-I-A. B-A-S-I-L-E-I-A. It actually is not a city. You know, when you hear kingdom, you think, oh, there will be a king that will now sit on a golden throne and there are four rivers around it, one that flows to the river. You know, stay away from Revelation. But I say we should not read the Bible. No. You see how people just misquote you. Stay with what you already know. Ephesians, Romans. That one, but you are still. So, stay with those words that are written in plain English. Amen? So you think the kingdom is God? God will now sit on the throne. There will not be angels around. In paka. And then Jesus will be sitting on the stool beside and always showing the Father his hand. Don't forget. I beg. Don't let it get waste. The Father will say, it's true, you died though.
And then everybody will not line up. And you, yes. I say let. That's not the kingdom. Let that image, that money would leave your interest. Jesus was right there, and John said, I can see the heaven open. Yeah? I thought you have to die to see the heaven open. I thought you can't be in this mortal flesh to see the heaven open. Yeah? John said, I see the heaven open. And I hear a voice saying, this is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. That's the kingdom of heaven. God's intervention on the earth. So, the word Basileia is not used for a city. It's used for a reign. R-E-I-G-N. A rule. A system. A governing rule. So, the rule of heaven, the reign of heaven, it speaks of a realm, not a city. So, the kingdom of God is he. The kingdom of God is he. And John says, we can see that in Christ. So, he sees Jesus and he says, the kingdom of God is here. So, even if we don't know anything about the kingdom of God, or better, in another word, the kingdom of heaven, in another word, the kingdom of heaven on, because we saw that in Matthew 16, the kingdom of heaven encapsulates what is done in earth and in the heaven. Abby? Come on. So if we don't know anything about the kingdom of God, or the kingdom of heaven, or the kingdom of heaven on earth, or the kingdom of heaven on earth, we see it in Christ. John says, here is the kingdom of God. Here is the kingdom of God. So, looking at the life of Christ, we can know what the kingdom of heaven is about. Number one, he preached. He preached and he taught. He preached so much that he was called a teacher. You know, I gave you an illustration from years ago. I don't know if you can still remember. That is that some people, I think when we're teaching Christ the healer, yeah. I would say, you know, when we're younger, when we used to play football on the street, there are some guys, you call them scorer. This guy is a scorer, he's a baller. Why? How many of you know what I'm talking about? Guys. If I say lady raise up and I'll be surprised. Guys, tell me, you know what I'm talking about. You know, when you say I want, and not say I two, before you say, Yannis, you are choosing your team. You know, street football. That's the first guy you call. And someone will not say, no, I've chosen him before this match. That guy is a baller. Meaning that he has scored so much in the competition that you now call him a scorer. So Jesus taught so much, they called him a teacher. In fact, Nicodemus came in the night after sneaking from his pastor's office to another pastor's office. He now said, Potter, I know that you are a teacher. You know, he says, no one can work these miracles except his descent. I know you are a teacher from God. John 3:1. So again, Jesus taught. Jesus taught. He preached and he taught. In Matthew 4:3, let's just look at that. You learn something? Matthew 4:23 rather. And Jesus went about Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of what? How did he preach the gospel of the kingdom? And healing all manner of sickness and manner of diseases among the people. He preached and he taught. In Matthew 5, verse 2, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit. So, he taught them. He kept teaching. In Matthew 7, verse 29, for he taught them as one having authority and not the way the scribes taught. In Mark 6, so if you think, you know, we sing that song, I want to be like Jesus in my life. You know that song? So, if you don't know how Jesus looks like, or you don't even know how to be like Jesus, let's start with preaching. Earlier in the week, I was reading about that single man that took South Korea from no Christian at all to today half of the population of Christians. One man. He kept teaching. I also saw news of a young black man that went to Pakistan to preach. Preaching in Pakistan today is not built. Hallelujah.
You stand a chance. You know when I say you stand a chance of winning? You stand a chance of ruining your mortal body. You stand a chance of jail. You stand a chance of being stoned. In fact, using gun. The man went there, young man, I think was 26 or 27, and he preached the gospel and about 3,000 more and more were saved. Almost like a replica of the book of Acts. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's the kingdom of God. So, Jesus said, this is the kingdom of God. Then we see the kingdom of God. What is he doing? He's teaching. He kept teaching. He's teaching. That's, where are we now? Mark 6, are we? Mark 6, verse 34. Verse 34. And Jesus, when he came out, saw much people. Yeah? When you see much people, what do? Some people, what they do is, they advertise their business. Buy! We sell custom. We sell premium. Everybody sells premium now. We sell premium, enduring, everlasting earrings. Sorry. We sell shoes. Tell me I'm not selling shoes. I'm not just selling shoes. I'm not just selling what covers your leg. Or that said you should let me buy shoes. I'm not just saying, what I'm selling is more than what covers your leg. It covers your life. It covers your destiny. How much is this? When you see much crowd, what do? Some when they see much crowd, it's time to give speech. So, I was once like you. So who are you now? King of Kings. Yeah. See, God raised me up. Like on the dead. I just want to encourage you that in all you do, don't give up. Who do that want to give up before? You will give up before me because I said, you give up. Don't give up. Keep chasing your dream. What if I don't get you? I just want to eat. I don't have no dream. What would I like this? Jesus saw the crowd. When you see the crowd, what do you do? Oh, okay. He saw the crowd and he was moved with much compassion towards them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to what? He began to what? To teach them many things. Hallelujah. Luke 4. Verse 15. Verse 14. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee. And there went out a fame of him throughout the region of round about. And what? He taught in the synagogues. And being glorified of all. Luke 5:3. And entering into one of the ships, which was Simon's, prayed him that he should trust out a little from the land. He sat down and what? He taught the people out of the ship. In John chapter 3, verse 2, when Nicodemus came around at night, there came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that you are what? Huh? A teacher from God. A teacher. John 7, verse 14, and now about the midst of the feast, Jesus went into the temple and what? And what? He taught. John 8, verse 2, and early in the morning he came again to the temple, and all the people came to him, and he sat down, and he taught them. So again, the will of God is clear. He will have all men to know, to come to the will and knowledge of Christ. 1 Timothy 2:4. God, we have all men to know. So, again, the kingdom of God is in much preaching and teaching. You know, it's funny that when Christians or some believers, especially charismatics, I'm charismatic myself, when charismatics say, we are reigning in life, sometimes what is in our head is different. We are reigning. We are in charge. I'm not saying you should not be in charge. I don't have an issue with you being in charge. Of what? Because sometimes we think it's about Christians reigning in the supermarket, in the marketplace. So we are Christian engineers. Engineering the gospel. Christians lawyer. Christian lawyers. Winning cases. So when I get to court, I just speak in tongues. When I get to court. Judge. God says the Spirit of God. Release this man. Release this man. Yeah. Release this man. Yeah. He has a purpose. A purpose. The prophet said, I knew a guy didn't call to me. So you think, when we say we are ready to die, we are Christian doctors. That when they touch a patient, you can never die. When we are ready to die, we are Christian teachers. In every sphere, Christians will be president. No, that's not God's plan now. That's not God's plan. Plan in Iloka now. When they asked Jesus, so when are you now going to do this one? This one that we just said now. Christian lawyers. So when will you restore the kingdom again to Israel? So that we can reign in life. He said, that's not your portion. How does that sound? Jesus tells you, he said, I want to be the best engineer. I said, that's not your portion. And I'm not saying you can't be the best in your field. That would be wrong. I'll be saying something else. But you're saying, that's not God's plan. Could it be yours? Fine. He said, that's not God's plan. God's plan is that all men are saved. God's plan, God's purpose, God's pursuit is that the earth is filled with the glory of God. How will that happen? You know, by walking around the map, the earth is filled. The earth is filled. The earth is filled. No? You preach the gospel. So if I don't know what to say, how did you talk now? If you can talk, you can preach. Hallelujah. You don't know what to say. Stay around people that are saying it. Follow the people that are saying it. By the time you go, 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, you know what they are saying. You ask questions. Hallelujah. Stop giving excuses. The kingdom of God, Jesus has demonstrated to us, he was preaching. So, when you say heaven and earth, you are talking about preaching the gospel. The greatest miracle that will ever happen is for a man to believe the gospel. It's not, when we see a dead man coming back to life, just say, men. And then, someone that was there just me. There's power in that thought. No. Let the enraged this out. Legit. Confirm memory. But you go preach the gospel and then someone gets saved. Probably who was a Muslim. He gets saved and he says, I believe in Christ. And, you know, he's following his kind, his Bible, he's praying in tongues. And you think, and you're giving a report. I got to say, one, healed. Two, delivered. That's my report. But if you had read the dead on outreach, you'd have said, Jesus, do it! You are not coming to church tomorrow. I'm going preaching. Say, what was that? What was that? Don't tell me what was that. Is it because you're still selling that? Have you read the dead? When last you read the dead? Have you even read the dead? Don't talk to me anyhow. My CV has increased. Because in your mind, raising the physically dead man is higher than raising the spiritually dead man. You are wrong. The kingdom of heaven on the earth is men coming alive. And that was Ezekiel's prophecy. I see dry bones come back to life. Hallelujah. Praise God. And so, Jesus demonstrates the kingdom. I'm getting somewhere, please. So, don't forget this is a summary. So back to Matthew 28. That's where we're coming from. So it says, all power is given to me in heaven and in the earth. So, we have seen the heaven and the earth. Right? As God's what? God's intervention. God's intervention. A man is hell-bound in the kingdom of darkness. The devil has to control over his life. And then God intervened through the gospel. That is the kingdom of heaven. We are going to learn much more. The believers, that is the kingdom of heaven. Don't belittle it. That's the kingdom of heaven. What else did Jesus do? He healed the sick. He healed the sick. So much he was called the healer. Healed the sick. In fact, that was Peter's testimony in Acts 3. He said, the kind of miracles he did, you people cannot deny. He did not burn them well. All the miracles did not burn them well. So that's not proper English. Oh yeah. They don't have the gods. Thank you. It's sick. They don't have the infantry. Okay. You go poor. Okay. Let's see that. This is an English class. They could not deny it. That Jesus healed their sick. In Acts 10:38, Peter rose up in the house of Cornelius. He said, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost. With power he went around. Hallelujah. They could not deny. With power he went around, healing everyone who was oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. So, he healed the sick. So, we have seen the kingdom of heaven, preaching and teaching. The healing of the sick, is heaven on earth. I mean supernatural healing, because there's medical healing. Right? Right? I discharge patients, so I know that there's medical healing. But you see, When supernatural energy is released, that means someone was sick and without drugs or with drugs, and the prayer of faith, you lay your hands on the sick, you pray with the sick, and he is healed. That is the kingdom of heaven. Looks simple, but for every time your malaria was cured and you just prayed, you know, you just prayed and you went to bed. I had that bit of, I just pray and reckless abandon, that's it. Because I know the prayer of faith will heal the sick. Amen. Amen. So you just, there was one sometimes, one thing happened. And I just prayed. And that's it. And, you know, I didn't know, it was about 5 days or 6 days after, and I said, I hope I didn't do this thing. And I could not even say the day it left. But you see, for those things that appear little, those supernatural energy that restore your health, that's the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. Some people cannot stand and say, I'm healed. You can't. Because the devil don't ask them on what basis. On what grounds, sir? You say, I'm healed. The devil say, on what grounds now? How you want God to take you now? You can't say, I'm healed in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, I'm healed. They are not saved. But you know, the signs shall follow those that believe. They will lay their hands on the sick. And the sick will, that's the kingdom of God. So that, is that Mark's summary of heaven and earth? Eh? Is that Mark's summary of heaven and earth? Hallelujah. So, heaven and earth is God's intervention. What else did Jesus do? He demonstrated the gifts of the Spirit. You know, Jesus actually had a word of wisdom. Jesus had sessions of word of knowledge. Jesus had prophecy, where he was inspired of the Spirit and he spoke by the Holy Ghost. Jesus had discerning of spirits. At least we knew he prayed so much, an angel came to strengthen him. That's recognizing spiritual personalities, spiritual events, spiritual places. He had discerning of spirits. He could discern. Right? Jesus worked miracles. At least you know he walked on water. And he turned water to wine. And he fed 5,000 with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. That's working miracles. He had the gift of faith. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, in the kingdom of heaven, we can have the gift of the Spirit. Where we can demonstrate properly, the 9 gifts of the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. And we're able to see that on Sunday and last week. Abby? So, should we go to 1 Corinthians? No. So, again we said there are 2 worlds, the heaven and the earth, and the believer's job is to what? If you've been following this, what do you do to the heaven and the earth? According to Matthew 28:20, you observe. You must watch and do. Tell you, Abby? Observe. Teaching them to observe these things, Matthew 28:20. To observe, which we said is the word tereo, T-E-R-E-O. Which means to know, to watch, but much more, to do, to keep it. For example, you find James says that in James 2:10, whosoever keeps the law, and that's the word observe, whosoever observes the law. And when you say you are observing the law, what do you mean? You are doing it, you are obeying it. So, Jesus says you must observe heaven and earth. You do it. You know it. So, knowledge is not enough. You must do it. Doing is not enough. You must know it. Was it on Sunday I said that when you know all the things about the gift of the Spirit and you don't do it, it's pure academics. Hallelujah. Praise God. You have not been filled, you have been filled. Teaching about being filled is not being filled. Just like teaching about prayer is not praying. You can teach about prayer for 24 hours. And after that we all go, have we prayed? The only way to pray is to, So, the only way to be filled with the Spirit is to be filled. So, we can't just say, we just want to know. Oh, it's fine. I know the Greek word for healing. I know the Greek word for heaven. I know the Greek word for me. I know the Greek word for you. How about doing heaven and earth? Because when we know and we don't do, it's just pure academics. What of when we do and we don't know? Error can creep in. Error. And so, you find people, they are demonstrating things of the Spirit. For example, I've seen places where someone speaks in tongues and another person interprets. That's error. That is not taught in the Bible.
That's not taught. That's not taught.
If you want to oppose this, we are teaching on interpretation of tongues. You just have to listen. Listen, when you are done listening, we talked about the ministry of elves and government, Abi?
And administration. How many remember the teaching?
Elves, ministry of elves, we'll talk about interpretation of tongues and ministry of elves. All right. So, again, you go listen to that. See the theology, it's about, not so much, maybe it's 8, 9, 10 hours. And then you come back. It's error. I speak in tongues and the song coming back say that what God is saying is, you could be speaking as an inspired speaker. Fine, you are speaking a prophecy, but not interpreting my tongues. Is it making sense? Is it making sense? Oh, no, no. Follow me. Who say you want to drink Pepsi? Hallelujah. There's one woman I had when I was younger. Anytime she doesn't have food at home, she has it. Only one can like money, he's a belly. We discovered later. She was one I was not saying it herself. After one of my friends preached to her, she's quite, older. I think when I was about 17, she was about 29, thereabout. So we later preached to her. And after about 2 years, she was not telling us that, those years that you don't be eating in the sanctuary. That carrot wants to know that, also wants to know that. All dead days. I just pretend you are alive. When I just say, who do that? And she did it, I said, anyhow. You are the calabi, she's only 21 days. Hallelujah.
Error. You know, if we knew and we had what the Spirit is, what the Spirit has taught, or what the Scriptures teach about the gift of the Spirit, we would be able to know that,
she's a gratitude. Emma said, Hallelujah.
So we can't just demonstrate without knowing. So 1 Corinthians 12. Yeah. And that's why Jesus had to teach them the things of the Spirit before Pentecost. He taught them for 40 days. So that by the time they start speaking in tongues in Acts 1 and 2, they know what they are doing. Is it making sense? So of that, how will I know they know what they are doing? Many people think they were speaking Mexican, Afghanistan, Abba. Oh, wrong now. How can they be speaking Afghanistan? So sometimes, when you're speaking in tongues, you say, I'm China, I'm sorry. When the hunger will be on the hunger, you know, this Korean movie. My sister likes it. He has this like this. I thought I would go on this one day. How can you be watching Korea and this one, series two? That's not the dialogue of prophets. She watches someone that she can speak it. He said, when they say, I just said that money, send money, Opa, call. Abba, Opa. Who is Opa? I think I've seen the money. The day you see the money is from Opa. And I said, okay, sir, please say, hey, you are talking. So you think your tongues is Mexican? Or is Arabic? So you go, man, you have to come out. He said, go down, I thought today. Maybe your side also. You'll be calling prayer in the morning, but thought. Yeah, he's an addict now. Jesus, you are Lord. Jesus, my Father, my Savior. Like that brother that sang Psalms. I believe in your name. I believe in the holy name of God. Sing what you want to sing us. You know, you sing Fireboy. Hallelujah. They knew they were not speaking another language from another nation. Because number one, the people that were there were men of Israel. And that's why when Peter rose up, he said, men and brethren, all ye stock of Israel, hear what I have to say. So the audience were Israelites. That makes sense? So when they said, every man here had his own language. His own language is, Hebrew, Abi, the Israelite tongue. So that means, those guys that spoke must have interpreted it. For them to have heard in their own language. How would they know if they heard in their own language? That's it. They speak the wonderful word from God. I can't know that you are speaking the wonderful word of God when you are saying, blah, 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 blah. How would I know that you are speaking the wonderful word of God is that you have interpreted it. Is it making sense? So what happened in Acts 2 was tongues and
Did Peter explain it? Yes. By mentioning Joel and mentioning prophecy, your sons and daughters will prophesy. Prophecy goes to men. We explained that. Was it on Sunday? On Sunday. But I said, tongues go to, whoever speaks in tongues, speaks to God. But prophecy goes to, so when I'm in a church meeting, which do I choose? Prophecy, thank you. Well, when I'm alone and I want to define myself, where do I go to? Tongues. Make sense? So, by Peter mentioning that, what is happening now is prophecy. He has told you that what happened in Acts 3 is tongues and interpretation. So, there must be both the knowledge and the practice. We must have both the knowledge and the practice. Knowledge without practice is not enough. Practice without knowledge is error. Hallelujah. So, there must be that heaven and earth in the demonstration of the things of the Spirit. Now, first one, yes, so when we said when the Holy Ghost takes over, one of the things you discover is what? Your faculties are what? Are seized. Your physical faculties. So, my eyes normally will see Broadway, will see Isadora, will see Damola, will see St. Judith and all. That's what my eyes will see, yeah? But you see, when there is an interference of the Holy Ghost, I can see beyond the physical. I can hear beyond the physical. I can know beyond the physical. That shows you the Holy Ghost has taken over. And we gave examples from the scriptures, right? In Numbers 11, where we saw Moses and the 70. When the Spirit came upon the 70, what did they do? Hey, they prophesied and did not cease. Naturally, those guys would be in their camps. Talking about chess. If you are talking about chess, you will not prophesy last time. Talking about Arsenal. Or the Super League. But when those Spirit came upon them, they what? They prophesied. How about Saul? Saul prophesied 1 Samuel 10, then 1 Samuel 19. Saul prophesied when the Spirit of God came on him. So, if we don't know anything, we know that when the Spirit of God comes upon a man, he can say, I can prophesy. We have that song. I prophesy. I see and hear by the Spirit. I know to do. By the Spirit, I edify, by the Spirit of the Lord in me, is the feast of glory, I drink and pass the cup. Power and glory, come on. Power and glory by the Spirit, seen and knowing, by the Spirit. I prophesy by the Spirit of the Lord in me is the feast of glory. I drink and fast before. Because you must not be selfish. Amen. So, you can prophesy by the Spirit. That means, what a man never told you, what a man never showed you, you know by the Spirit of God to say it. It's possible. You know, when I was younger, I used to like watching, I was telling some folks some months ago, that I used to rush from church. I mean, literally run. I'm going to go back there because I used to leave late. I used to leave late. I used to leave church late then. I can leave church around 6, 7. So that's why it's not new now. If I get home Sunday by 12:01, I'm looking at what kind of day is this? Because Sunday, since I was young, is you get home 5. You understand? I can't see. So, but before that 5, I will first run home to watch Pastor Adeboye, BCOS television, 1 o'clock to 2, every Sunday. So, I will run home. What do I want to do here? Thank you, Father. My daddy says there are 2 people here tonight. Let me first say amen to this one. You know, I was speaking something. And I asked God one day, I said, what kind of father are you? I was young, don't mind. You only speak to one person every time. You need the town crier. Talk to me. I told myself, I said, I'm going to hear God like this. You know, I told myself, I'm going to, whatever learning it takes, whatever spiritual exercise it takes. So I said, fasting, I had a lot of fastings. Fasting, you know, I read a lot of books. That's when I came in contact with, Lester Sumrall, Smith Wilson and Light. I read a lot of books. Well, it's not enough. You have to be taught. You know, just because, so I can hear. And I always wonder, how did this man know that that's what God is saying? And before I reason my, you know, saying, thank you, Father. I preach now. No, he can't even preach 5 minutes. Look. My father says there are two people here. Everyone that has shamed you will celebrate you. Hey, amen. You know, I even forgot to say amen. That means, so as a child, it was impressed on my heart that God can talk to people. That means we can have inspired utterance. And I have that tonight. We can have inspired utterance. That is orchestrated, constructed, articulated by the Spirit of God. It's possible. Hallelujah. Praise God. So 1 Corinthians 12. So when the Holy Ghost takes over, we said, the physical faculties could be seized. We can have a season of physical faculties. And we can have that tonight. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 12, you there? Now concerning spiritual. Brethren, I would not have you ignorant. The word ignorant there, we have looked at that already. Agnoio. A-G-N-O-E-O. When you say noio, that's no who, that's no ledge. Right? So, agnoio. When you use A-G or A in Greek, what does it mean? Eh? To negate it, to oppose it. So when you use A or A-G. In the Greek, I'm just teaching language. When you use A, you negate it. When you say, nycteric. A-nycteric. You mean non-nycteric. When you say someone is febrile. So that's really a example that's coming to my head. If someone is febrile, that means he has fever, have you? These are some of the lies in medical fields. I'm just a patient. A febrile, A cyanose, minus. So when you say someone is febrile, that means he has fever, have you? But when you say A febrile, that means he does not have. Does that make sense? So, when you say gnosis, gnosis, G-N-O-S-I-S, is that not knowledge, right? Where you have epignosis, have you? Fine. Gnosis, that's gnoio, that's the root. So when I say agnoio or agnosis, without knowledge. That makes sense? That makes sense? So, agnoio says, now concerning spiritual, or the things of the spirit. That's the word. I will not have you ignorant. The word ignorant, that is the word to be in the dark. Not to know. So, the entire church ought to know the things of the spirit. Not the pastor. Not the prophet. Everybody should be able to know the things of the Spirit. So when you talk about the gifts of the Spirit, tongues, interpretation, prophecy, visions, revelation, everyone in the church should be able to do it. Hallelujah. It's not for pastors. It is a sign that follows the pastor. They will lay hands on the sick. No. Every believer. Every believer can cast out devils. Every believer can see visions. Hallelujah. I will not have you in the dark. Can we read verse 4? Now there are diversities of what? But the same, no, that was last session that we explained that, Abi, on Sunday. Alright. There are diversities, there are races, Abi. But the same, and I gave you a very kind of illustration. Nigeria, Abi. There are 36 states in Nigeria, but the same country. So, if I call you a Nigerian, I'll be right. I don't know. Maybe Tanzania. You look like Kenya. I was man Samaracon. You look Uganda. You look Ghanaian. I love it. You like Ghana. You Canadian. Alright, you know. But, you know, I want to believe everyone is Nigerian. So, if I say, you're Nigerian, I'm saying, you're not Nigerian. No, don't deny your position. Thank you. You know, so if I say, you are Nigerian, regardless of the state you come out from, you say, yes. Right? Because, by saying Nigerian, I have covered, whether you are Hausa, you are Yoruba, you are Etik, you are Tufik. Whatever place you're from, you are Nigerian. What if I say you are African? I'm still right. So, there are many countries, but one Africa. So, if I have Africa, I have all the countries. If I buy Nigeria, I buy all the countries. I buy of the state. If I buy Lagos, I buy of the local government. So there are many local governments in one state. So if I say there are diversities of this but one spirit, it means my access to the diversities is my access to the spirit. So if I can have the spirit, I can have all the nine gifts. How many of you understand what I just did? Let me see, that's very well. Good. So if I have the spirit of God, then I have all the diversities of gifts. So there are diversity, 1 Corinthians 12:4 now. That's where we are. 1 Corinthians 12:4. Now there are diversities, there are races. Different parts of one body. Different parts of one kind. There are diversities of gifts. Charisma. There are diversities of gifts, but one spirit. There are differences in administration, but one Lord. Administration of the gifts. Does it make sense? Don't forget, the focus is what? Concerning spiritual gifts. I will know how to. So, you must know that the focus of 1 Corinthians 12 is the gifts. So, it says in verse 4, there are diversities but the same spirit. Verse 5, differences in the administration of the gifts. The word administration is the diaconia, the ministry. D-I-A-K-O-N-I-A. So, there are differences in the ministering of the gifts, but the same Lord. Remember, I explained that on Sunday, the differences in administration. Yeah. Then there are diversities of energy, of the operations, but the same God that works all in all. Can we verse 7 together? But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to us. Every man to prophesy, every man in the world, no, every man that has believed the gospel. Every man with the Spirit. Every man with the diversities. So the manifestation of the Spirit, that's the unveiling, phanerosis. The manifestation of the Spirit is given to us. Says given to me. So, the demonstration of the Spirit is given to me, to prophets. To prophets. So, we have the Spirit in and within us, or among us, in and among us, for profiting, to bless us. I'll be blessed. Hallelujah. So, then he mentions the gifts, in verse 8. To one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom. To another, the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. To another, faith. To another, gift of healing by the same Spirit, working of miracles, prophecy. The sign of Spirit, verse 10. Diverse kinds of tongues, and interpretation of tongues. But all these works, one and self same Spirit, divided to every man severally as he what? And we have explained this. Many people think, oh, this one has tongues, this one has prophecy, this one has healing. Me, I don't heal, but I can. Have you heard that before? The gifts of the Holy Ghost have been endowed with. I don't speak in tongues. I only see vision. If I see vision, let Jesus confirm me. He can't teach, but vision, he believes it. Moses says, if a man sees a vision and does not tell you the truth of God's word, what is it? He says, you burn him. You don't do that one. He doesn't leave. Hallelujah. I've always talked about it. If I can't trust your doctrine, I can't trust your manifestation of the gift of the Spirit. Because you can be wrong about what is written, that everyone is seeing, then you'll be wrong about the words is not seen. Because in the real sense, what is written directs and instructs us on what is not written. And that's why you must check every prophecy in the light of God's word. The God's word now becomes the true test for prophecy. You can listen to that teaching. We have it, how to undo visions and revelation. We have a teaching on that. Abby, about two tracks, or three. Hello! You don't ask Pam why she has healing. If we all can have Nigeria, then we all can have the 36 states. Am I right? If we all can have Africa, we all can have how many countries? Eh? So if I have Africa, I have all the countries. Hallelujah. Praise God. So again, if I have the Spirit, what do I have again? The nine gates. Is it making sense? So it would be wrong to now say, you have Sam. Or you have tongues. No, the Spirit does not give tongues, the Spirit comes. The Spirit comes with his gifts. So what do you mean that so one is given? Verse 11 explains that. Severally as he desires. So, by saying to one is as he desires. And that's the operation, that's the energio in verse 6. That is, all these gifts are always working. Based on what? Your desire. So if I desire to speak in tongues, the Spirit makes it available as I will. If I desire to prophesy, there's an operation by the Spirit, an energy that is always working to ensure that I can prophesy. If I want to heal the sick, the Spirit is always at work for me to heal the sick. Does that make sense? And tonight I desire, and my desires are met. I can, by the Spirit, speak. I can, by the Spirit, see. I can, by the Spirit, know. I can, by the Spirit, do. That's power. That's power. Hallelujah. So, he says, all these gifts are at work in you. Don't forget, when the Holy Ghost takes over, a man can prophesy. And that's what we'll just focus on and round up for today. We can prophesy. Prophesy means you will have inspired utterance. Inspired utterance. Clarity. You know what God is saying. Hallelujah. I recall there was a time I went for a believer's meeting in conference. And then a particular sister walked up to me. And then she was downloading it like this. When they downloaded you. And she said everything. I said, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So then the father said we should go to the next verse. Ah! We're going to download profile. PDF. So I told him everything. And then should I go ahead? I said, yes, sir. And I said, tell him about the fellowship he started and closed. Because of some things, you started fellowship at so area. Yeah, you moved to so area and you closed the boat. Why? God is asking you to go back there. And he has sent some people and he of course he left with joy. Hallelujah. But that's what we can do by the Spirit. I mean, I was saying a fellowship that was in Kogi State that I've never gotten to. I was saying a fellowship in Kogi State and I was mentioning the streets. That's what God can do. I can't even remember the street again. Hallelujah. But when the Holy Ghost takes over, we have access. We have access to information. We have access to God's mind. And so, the believer must allow the Holy Ghost to take over. To take over your tongue. To take over your hearing. To take over your emotion. That's why many people don't rejoice in the Spirit. Because emotionally they are sad. But you see, in the Spirit, there's no sadness. In the Spirit, there is joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's no sadness. There's no sadness. There's the fruit of the Spirit is not being unhappy. The fruit of the Spirit is joy. Hallelujah. That means what you see by the Spirit is joy. When someone has the Spirit, that means of fruit. When someone has the Spirit, you see love. When someone has the Spirit, a physical demonstration is that is joyful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And they'll go, hey, we rejoice. This we didn't know what I'm going through. What are you going through? Jesus went through hell. He carried it. Went through hell and he came out rejoiced. So what have you gone through? Okay, if you go through hell, I said don't stop. Why would you stop in hell? Just keep going. Hallelujah. We joy regardless of what we're going through. We joy regardless of the circumstances. Because we know the greater is he. Hallelujah. We know that we have overcome because we know we have eternal life and we know that the Father is here today. That's some joy already. And so, you allow the Holy Ghost to take over. Take over your emotions. Take over your tongue. There's nothing in the Spirit that makes a man feel sad. There's nothing in the Spirit that makes a man comforted. He told you that the first was Sunday, that the first activity of the Spirit was that what? The Spirit moved. And said, God said, let there be light. So, there's nothing in the Spirit that stays in one place. The Spirit moves. There's activities, or there are activities when the Spirit is over. It's either you're saying something, or you're saying something, or you're knowing something, or you're doing something. But you can't be passive. You can't be passive. When the Holy Ghost takes over. Are you ready for tonight? Let's go in groups of four. It's about 5 minutes. Ah!
Let's have demonstrations of the Spirit of God. You see, you hear by the Spirit. You see, you hear by the Spirit. You know and do by the Spirit. You can. If you're sick in the body, take this time out. Healing is here by the power of the Holy Ghost. Let the Holy Ghost take over. Don't be in the dark. You have been taught. Put it to use. Put it to work. The power of the Lord is in this place. The glory of the Lord is in this place. The power of the Lord is here. Be an active participant. You can see, you can know. You have access. You have access. God is seeing through me. He's speaking through me. He's touching lives through me. Tonight, the kingdom of heaven is here. God's intervention in the earth right now. Right now. There are things to see right now. There are things to know. God wants to show you things. He wants to tell you things. Will you listen? He's speaking right now. Listen. I function by the Spirit. Oh yeah. Don't hold back. Ministries are being strengthened right now. God is giving you wisdom. Wisdom for the right choices. Right now. He's emboldening you right now. To go all the way. He's strengthening you right now. To go all the way. He's giving you instructions. Listen. Receive tonight. We have about 3-4 minutes. We are in good company. We are in the camp of God. Speak in tongues. Don't stop speaking in tongues. Jesus, as you talk to everyone here, I surrender to your touch. I surrender to your word. For some people, all you will get tonight is you are more effective in the things of the Spirit. You are more effective with your discipleship. You are more effective with the preaching of the gospel. You are more effective with prayer. I'll never be the same again.
I will never return. I close the door. I will walk the path. I will run the race, and I will never be the same again. The same Lord, oh, we shall go, oh. His glory is in our lives.
As we got, we sing Lord.
He's instructing you on journey. Take it tonight. Don't go. That's what I told you. Don't go. That's what I told you. Don't go.
And I told you. Take it.
Mexico.
See by the Spirit. See by the Spirit. Open it. Lock yourself in that river. It's part of the window. It's part of your tonight. Glory is here tonight.
His glory is in the light. His glory is in the midst. Ah, sweet God. We say glory.
Stand up, please. Go with us. Ensure that now we are getting back to our seats. Round up. Bless the Father. Bless the Father, glory to God.
Bless the Father tonight, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Bless the Father, bless the Father, bless the Father. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. His glory is in our life.